Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight and that you guys are enjoying the nice, cool weather that we've been having lately. I just want to just encourage you tonight to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what you're facing, my prayer is that you will begin to walk in the things that God has called forth for you to do. One of the things that I think that sometimes we become too weighed down and heavied by people and by circumstances, and we allow something to just weigh on us, that we lose our focus, we lose sight of what really, really matters. We're here on this earth, on this side of the living for a reason, and that's to glorify God, and that's to share love, to share God's love with people. I hope you are enjoying and experiencing this experience that we call life. I hope you guys are willing to learn and willing to be open to what God is doing and what he desires to do in your life. Now, tonight's message is I'm going to talk about this. God will save you. You know, in Psalm chapter 91, verse 3, it says, "Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from deadly pestilence." Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. God will save you. And I think that this is going back to another message I preached months ago. But I just feel led to talk about this again tonight. You know, if you've been listening, we've already concluded last week looking at the life of James the Apostle, his sacrifice for the gospel. We looked at his life as a disciple, and then we looked at the passion. And that's what we talked about yesterday, last Tuesday night. We talked about James the Apostle's passion. He was a passionate man. Today, I want to encourage you that you would know that no matter what situation you might experience or face, that God will save you. There's nothing that God cannot save you from. God is able. He is able. He is able and able to do what he said he would do in your life. What I'm going to play for you guys is a few songs that I'm going to get into the word tonight. We'll open things up right now with Teresa Pinckney. This is Follow Him. Okay, I guess we're having some little difficulty here on the line. But it's all right. It's all right. But and I hope you guys can actually hear me. You know, because I've been talking for a while, but it just appears that I am having some technical difficulties. with the actual switchboard. But no matter what you might experience, no matter what might have taken place today, your situation might look like there's no way that you are going to be able to get through it. But I just want to encourage you today to keep your focus on Him and follow Him. The number is 646-595-4311. I guess. I apologize, guys. It's just saying I'm having technical difficulties. But, you know, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I'm staying focused because I believe that this word must be a word that's going to really touch people who are out, who are listening right now. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard, but I know that God is able. And I believe that this must be a word that's going to really touch your lives and touch your heart. So I'm going to try to do this again. This is my good friend, none other than Teresa Pinkney. But it just appears like we're having some technical difficulties. So with that, wow, guys, I don't know what's happening tonight, but I'm gonna go ahead and go to the Word. I hope you guys can actually hear me and hear the music, because I actually cannot hear a thing. And it's just a little frustrating. But here's the word. Some of you might be experiencing some things, and you've been wondering and you've been questioning God and saying, God, what is going on? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Why am I experiencing what I'm experiencing right now? But I just want to encourage you today to know that God is able to keep you. Now, Psalm 91 verse 3 says, surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and the deadly pestilence. It's a promise. God is saying that, look, listen, it's a promise. He will save you. And one of the things that's great about God is the fact that God doesn't lie. If He's promised you something, if He said that He will do something, you might have your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, or even your husband or your wife, cousins, relatives, friends, any other type of relationship you can have. And what they might say might not actually come true, but I want you to know that God has said in His word in Psalm 91 verse 3 that surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. It's a promise. It's a promise that He will do that. And if He says He's going to do it, I want you to understand tonight that He will do it. If He has said that He will do this thing in your life, God will do that. He will save you. Also, it's not saying that He might save you. It doesn't say surely He might save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. But it is certain he will. And the word will, this word will means something, it's continuous. It's a continuous thing. He will save you. He will do this thing that he said he would do in your life. He will do it. And then he's able to save you. I want you to understand today that God is able to save you. Yes, even you. You know, it's like this. You know, there are people out there who have experienced, as we would say, a hard life. And you might have been on drugs. You might have done all types of stuff. And you might be thinking right now, there's no way that God will save me. There's no way that God will love me. Well, I want to encourage you that God, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I want you to understand today that God is able to save you. There's nothing that you might think that this is too much. God cannot save me. But I want you to understand that God is able to save you. I've heard this, a foreign preacher of mine down in Atlanta, he would always say this. He would say that God, that Jesus, while Jesus was on that cross and he was dying for us, that he looked down the corridors of time and he saw you. And he could have gotten off that cross at any time. But he looked down the corridor of time and he saw you, he saw me, and he stayed. Because he loved us. Because God loves us. And he was obedient to God even to death.
Oh, so I dance like David.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. That was none other than Dave Hollister. Bless me. This is G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And the number here is 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. I just hope you guys are encouraged tonight. Tonight's word is basically this one. God will save you. God will save you. You know, no matter what you're going through, not only will he save you, but as I said before the song, he is able to save you. You know, he has the ability to bring you out of that situation, to bring you and to protect you and to keep you safe from harm. God has the ability to save you. Sometimes in our relationships, we like to put attributes that should only go to God, and we put those attributes to the people around us or to people with whom we would like to save us. I just want to encourage you today to understand that God is the only one who has the ability to save you. Now, mind you, I could come and I could help you and I could pick you up out of a situation, but when it comes to life choices, when it comes to who has the ability to save us from any type of situation that we're approached with, God has the ability to save you. He has the ability to save you from the fowler's snare. Now you say a fowler's snare. What is a fowler's snare? I know you're wondering that. And one of the things I want to tell you today, there are people out there who don't have your best interest. There are people out there who don't want you to succeed. There are people around you who are hunting you as one would hunt an animal. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people out there who are hunting, and they want to trap you. They want to trap you. They want to trap you in their trap. They want to trap you and prevent you from doing the things God's called you. Now, I can say this. A fowler is a professional bird catcher. You know, in the days previous to firearms, birds were captured with nets spread on the ground in traps and snares. I just want you to understand what happens when we talk about this verse. He will save you from the fowler's snare. Now with this method of taking young birds from a nest, raising them by hand, and when they had become very tame, they were confined in hidden cages so that their voices will call others of their kind to the spot, and they will be killed by arrows of concealed bowmen or the use of the throw stick. You know, so I want you guys to understand that when Psalms 91 verse 3 says, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. I want you to understand that there are people who do not desire to serve God. There are people out there who don't desire to live. And wherever you are in your life, there's someone who's out there looking at you who is saying, I wish I had what that person had, or how come I don't have what they have? And sometimes they will set you up, and you might think that you're going into a good situation when it might be just all a cover-up. You know, I'm going to give a personal testimony right now. There was a time when I was probably about 8 or 9, and, you know, my school, they were having a candy sale, right? In this particular year, my mother had told me, she said, Gregory, do not take 2 boxes of candy because you're going to be all by yourself going from school to home. I'd rather you bring 1 box home, just 1 box, not 2 boxes, but 1 box. Now, I want to tell you, I just had to bring 2 boxes because I knew I was going to sell this candy. I was on a mission. But I didn't want to hear what my mom was saying at the time. And what happened was that I saw these 2 guys. And they're like, oh, you selling candy? I was like, yes. And he was like, then they were like, well, my father had, they bought a candy bar. And then what they did, this is what happened. They said, oh, my father wants to buy a candy bar, but he's around the corner. Will you follow us? And I followed with 2 boxes in my hand. And let me tell you what happened. What happened was that one went over the gate. And, of course, as I was going over the gate, he's like, hand me the candy. Once I handed him the candy and I went to go around over the gate, the one took off. I started crying. Then the other guy was like, I'll take you to him. Maybe he ran in here. Went upstairs in this abandoned building. And I was really gullible back then. And what happened was that went into his building, went to the room, the guy pushed me down, threw me down, and then ran out. I'd been robbed of my candy. Now, what does that have to do with the message tonight, you might be asking? God has the ability to save you from the foulest snare. People will set up traps for you. Now, I want you to understand that my story could have ended up very differently than what happened. You know, there are a lot of other things and twists and turns that story could have taken place. But God has the ability, and he did. He saved me from the fowler's snare. I'm telling you guys this. If you pray to God and ask God, Lord, please show me the people who are around me who are not for you and who are not for me. Show me those people who don't really have my best interest at heart, Lord. God will show you. And sometimes people will try to do their best to set you up. Some of you, I've heard stories of people trying to be set up on their jobs, in their relationships by other friends. Even through Facebook, people try to set you up. But I want you to understand that God has the ability to save you. Then he has the ability to save you from deadly pestilence. From deadly pestilence. What it is? Pestilence. What is pestilence? Pestilence is a fatal epidemic disease, like, for example, bubonic plague. You know, a pernicious evil influence or agent. You know, these are the different various definitions of pestilence. It can also mean something that is considered harmful. So God is able to save you. He has the ability to save you from deadly pestilence. I want you to know that God can heal you. He can protect you from all kinds of diseases. Some of us out here should have been dead a long time ago, but I want you to understand that God has the ability to save you and me from deadly pestilence. From deadly pestilence. God also, I want you also to understand this. God has the ability to save you, even from your self-destructive ways. I'm going to be right back. This is Broken But I'm Healed by Byron Cage.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
Heal. He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test, every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch you, heal you.
That you'll have your healing.
Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
check this out. This is TAZ of ATAZP Live. When I need that gospel feeling, I turn on my computer box and listen to G Wright, Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Feel me? I call him G Rizzite, but y'all can call him.
Just feel free to just call me G Wright. Listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And before I get to the next message, I want to say this. Just finished listening to Turn His Eyes Upon Jesus medley from my project entitled All Things Are Possible. And this coming Thursday, I'm going to have none other than one of my good friends, Corey George, who is a life coach. There's so many different things I can actually say about him. You know, but I want you guys to understand that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And this particular person, Corey George, is an example of resilience. He's a man of God. And soon, he's going to be coming back once a month to talk with anyone who needs problems, who needs to talk to someone who can give them examples and help walk them through their situation. So that's this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. But if you're tuning in, I'm talking about the message tonight that God will save you. Now, I said God will save you. He has the ability to save you. And I'm just going to encourage you to stay with God. So many times we can be swayed sometimes to go over here, and someone said that they experienced, had a new word from God, and their word contradicts the Bible. But and then sometimes we hear this person over here, Chai Wright, saying to us, follow me. But I want to encourage you today to stay with God. I want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, stay with God. When I think about people in the Bible and who have stayed with God through thick and thin, no matter what they've gone through, they did not bow to the Babylonian God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They stayed with God. No matter what situation came, they did not turn from their faith and what they believed in God. Also, I think about Joseph. What his brothers meant for evil, God meant for good, so he could be a blessing to his own family in the time of famine in Egypt. You know, stay with God. No matter what your situation might appear, someone needs to hear this tonight. Stay with God. Don't fear the situation, but trust God. I know that your situation might appear to be bad. I know that you might be feeling as if there's no way I'm going to get out of this financial crutch. There's no way that this situation is going to turn for my good. I want to encourage you today, don't fear the situation. You don't have to bow your knee to what the enemy is saying about you and about your life and about God's calling in your life and about your situation. You can stand on the word of God, which says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You can stand on that word. Don't fear your situation. Don't fear what the enemy might be speaking and saying to you. Some of you might have a car note that might be due, and the creditors are calling you. nonstop, calling you on your job, calling you at home, calling you in your cell. But don't fear the situation. Trust that God is able to save you. Stay with God. Lean on Him for direction and clarity in your life. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Lean on God for direction. Pray. Jesus prayed. If you look in the Bible, if you look in the New Testament, you'll see where Jesus, sometimes he got away from everyone so he could pray. Because you know what happens sometimes when you're surrounded by friends and everything else, what happens sometimes is that we get around everyone else and we start listening to them. They start speaking into our ears and saying things in our ears. And everyone is speaking and saying, giving you their opinion, when the only opinion that really counts is, what is God saying? You have life and death standing before you. Some of you guys are in situations that are life-threatening. And you're going over here and you're saying, let me get this person's opinion. Then you run over here and you say, let me get this person's opinion. I want to encourage you tonight to lean on Him for direction. Lean on God. Pray. Take some time. The example that Jesus showed us in the New Testament, when he took time away to pray and seek God's face. Sometimes you have to get away from people. You have to get away from people so you can hear God. God, get to hear God's voice and what God is trying to say and speaking to your life. Some of you who are listening right now, God is saying, I want to talk with you. I want you to spend some time with me. I want you to take the time out right now to spend time with me. And some of you guys are going through this thing, and you're believing, and you're believing, you're saying, God, help me right now. And God says to you, take the time right now. Lean on God for direction in your life. Lean on God for His guidance and clarity in your situation. Surely He will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will do that. He has the ability to do that. But you got to stay with God. Imagine this, that you are out in the wilderness. And the word of God, God is light. And what happens if you get separated from that light? And you can't find your way in the darkness, in the wilderness, in the darkness, outside in the mountains where there are a whole bunch of animals. Stay with God. Stay with the light. Stay with the light. Surely He will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence, but you've got to stay with Him. God is not trying to save you so you can go back and go backwards into doing things you're not supposed to do and be in situations where the foulest snare can still catch you. Stay with God. Don't go ahead of Him, but find that rest in Him. You know, sometimes I'll say this. I can share certain things with you guys. This one thing I can share is that God knows that I love to know what is coming next. I'm not sure about you, but I love to know and be prepared mentally, physically, emotionally, for what it's, and spiritually, for what is going to come ahead. But God knows that if He shows me the whole picture, I'll be like, okay, God, I'm ready. Okay, I can do this. You want me to do this? X, Y, Z? Okay, I got it. But guess what? God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Don't go ahead of Him. Sometimes God gives us little bits and little pieces so that we can keep our focus on Him. Because what happens if God gives you everything? What happens if God shows you how everything's going to work out all at one time? Sometimes your situation can can't, what you do in a situation can make the situation worse. God will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. You have to stay with him and you have to be obedient. You know, you guys, we're in a time right now where we've got to be obedient to what God is speaking into our lives. So many people right now are, quote unquote, self-discovering themselves and realizing that they have gifts and that they don't have to work for anyone else. They can go into business for themselves. Be obedient. Surely he will save you. He is able to save you, but you got to stay with him. And you have to be obedient.
Your glory. Seven and four, then one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Thank you for the sanctuary. Thank you for your presence. But Father, your word said it was when I went into the sanctuary that I realized that all things would be well. Thank you for the sanctuary. For it is an honor and a privilege to worship you. I give you glory.
Hope you guys are blessed. That was none other than Leanne Palmore, and that is Sanctuary. She's one of the background singers who sings behind BB and CC, and sometimes, and most times, behind CC Winans, just anointed woman of God. So anointed. Maybe some of you guys are saying, Lord, how does this work in my life? How does all of this work in my life? How can I become the man of God you've called me to become? How can I do these things, Lord? How can I walk in these things you've called me to walk in? I would like to praise you. I would like to understand what it means to praise and worship you. And if that's you tonight, I want you to know that God loves you so very much. And if you would just repeat this word, this prayer after me. If you're at a point where you want to give your life to Christ and you want to experience type of love that transforms you and changes you from the inside out, say these words with me. Dear God, I admit that I have sinned. I know I cannot get to heaven on my own righteousness. I believe that Jesus never sinned. I believe that he died to pay for my sin and that he literally rose from the dead to give me new life. Right now, I want to call upon you to save me. I want his righteousness credited to my account. I want to live to obey you the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can actually learn more about God and read the word for yourself and pray and ask that the Holy Spirit will reveal himself to you through his word. Last but not least, my last point tonight is make a decision. Do it today. Tomorrow is not promised. I love the whining song, Tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and your mind. Rest in the Lord. Don't be moved about things happening around you, and make a conscious decision to stay in the Lord. I want you to understand today that, again, God will save you. Don't be tempted by the things that you desire and the things that you know aren't good. Don't be tempted by the things that look good. Stay focused in this season. Don't fall into any traps. And know the people who are around you, people who are praying for you and who are hoping that you'll make it. And I want you to know that God will save you. I want you to know that God is able to keep you from all harm and danger. God bless you. Don't forget to hit me up at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Visit my official website at gwriteonline.com. Also, I'm going to have none other than Corey George is coming Thursday from 6 to 7, so make sure you're here. I just want to say God bless you. Please make the show a favorite of yours. Please tell your friends. and your family about the Heart Love Radio Show. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you again this coming Thursday from 6 to 7 with Corey George. God bless you, and this is G. Wright, and have a good night.
the heart of love radio show. The heart of love radio show.